question is asked in halakha. When a person makes kiddush on Friday night, so he makes the bore pri hagefen on the yayin. That bore pri hagefen that he makes on the yayin is poter the yayin that he's going to drink during the seudah. For example, after he made kiddush, so make the tilat yadayim, now they bring out a different bottle of wine, so he doesn't have to make a gefen again. The gefen before the seudah covers the gefen during the seudah. That's a clear halakha. And the logic is because since there's a rule en kiddush ela bimkom seudah, that you can't make kiddush without a seudah, so the kiddush is connected to the seudah. So the sheila is as follows: do we say the same thing by havdalah, which means person now is going to make melavim malka seudah revi'it? So they sit down with their family at the table for seudah revi'it, and they start seudah revi'it with havdalah. They take the kos, bereh pri hagefen, mavdil b'kodesh lechol, and he drinks from the havdalah. Now he gets up, he goes to wash his hands like we do on Friday night in Tilat Yadayim, and he comes back, and now he wants to drink a different wine during the Seudah. Does the wine of Havdalah cover the wine during Seudah Revi'it? Well, based on the logic that we said, it shouldn't, because there's no deen of Havdalah b'mkom Seudah. So technically the Havdalah is really not connected to the Seudah Revi'it. So really, a person, if he drank a Revi'it of Yayin, he should really make Ala Gefen Va Pri Gefen, and then go make the Tlat Shadayim and start over again and make a new Gefen during the Seudah. Unless the Halakha says he made the Tlat Shadayim first. For example, let's say before the Havdalah he made Nitilat Shadayim, and then he made Havdalah after Nitilat Shadayim. It's not a hefsek because the Havdalah is Sorek Seudah, let's say. So then, by making Nitilat Yadayim first, you connected this Havdalah to the Seudah. So if you made Nitilat Yadayim first, then the Gefen of Havdalah can cover the Gefen during the Seudah Rebi'id. But if you didn't make Havdalah first, it cannot cover. Now, I have to be honest, there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that says even the Havdalah before Netilat Yadayim covers, because you sat down at the table. The fact that you sat down at the table, you connected it. So it's a Safik. So therefore, the Halakha will say like this, and Maran writes it Befirush in Kuf Ayin Dalid, Halakha Dalid. V'chein ha-mavdil ala shulchan poter ha-yayin shebetoch ha-mazon. That's the first. V'yesh omrim she'en birkat yayin havdala poter ela imken natal yadav kodem havdala. So Shulchan brings two opinions. Some say it covers automatically, and some say no, only if you made netilat yadayim. Hilkach, so what's the bottom line? Hamavdil kodem netila. If a person makes havdalah before netila, yichaven shelo lehotzi yayin shebetoch seudah. He should have clear kavana not to be motzi the yayin, so he doesn't put himself in a safek. Some say the yayin is poter. Some say the yayin isn't. Why would you put yourself in a debacle? So therefore, since it's a machloket, Shulchan Aruch says, when you make the Havdalah before Seudah Revi'it, have Beferush Kavana, I do not want this Yayin to be poter. Finish. Once he has Beferush Kavana, it's not poter. If he drank it, if he ate, let him make a Berakah Harona, and then let him start. Unless he made Netilat Yadayim. If he made Netilat Yadayim, then we all agree he could make the Havdalah and be poter. However, Maran then concludes, Ubedi Abad, Shelochi Venken. Let's say the guy didn't know this halacha, he didn't have kavana. He made Havdalah, Bore Pri Hagefen, and now he goes right into the Seudah Revi'it. And now they tell him, hey, what did you do? You put yourself in a debacle. בדיעבד, do not make the beracha of a gefen during the seuda because of ספק ברכות להכיר. So let's review the halachot again. לכת תחילה, when a person makes havdalah before seuda רביעית, he should have a בפירוש כוונה not to be poter, so he doesn't put himself in a מחלוק. בדיעבד, if he didn't have this כוונה, he's not going to make the ברכות anyway because ספק ברכות. However, if he made it to that שדיים first, so then according to everybody, the havdalah is poter the yain betoch seuda רביעית.